This is Diola Saint introducing Saint John Capistran. Perhaps you have heard of the California Mission Capistrano, which is named in honor of our saint. Each year, swallows leave it to migrate to the warmer south on about October the 23rd, and without fail return again each year on March the 19th to mark the beginning of spring. Saint John Capistran was born in 1386 to a retired soldier and his Italian wife in the little town of Capistrano in Italy. John's talents were recognized, and he was sent to school. Later he studied law, and in 1412 was appointed governor of Perugia. During a period of political unrest, he was imprisoned for supporting the citizens against the nobles. While in prison, he had plenty of time to reflect upon his relationship with God, and concluded that his spiritual condition was more important than his political power. When he was released, he publicly confessed his sins and asked to be admitted into the Franciscan order so he could study for the priesthood. His novice master was Bernardino of Siena, who was himself later named a saint. John followed all of his spiritual advice, studied hard, and even took on extra penances, such as walking without shoes, sleeping 3 or less hours each night, and wearing a hair shirt. John was ordained a priest in 1420, at a time when church and state politicians were trying to run the papacy. For a short period, there was not only the real pope, but 2 others who pretended to head the church. Naturally, the loyalty of the people was divided, which gave many the excuse to believe anything they wanted. These problems did not deter John, who preached loyalty to the real pope throughout Italy. He was convinced that people should live good lives and follow the true church. Many people were eager to hear him talk and came by the thousands to each village which he visited. So great was his popularity that he was compared to the apostles. When he and 12 others were sent by the pope to Austria, the people flocked to hear him and brought along their sick, many of whom he cured. But John's powers of preaching were used in a different way when it was learned that the Turks were planning to invade Europe. He traveled throughout Hungary attempting to raise a volunteer army to stop the enemy. Finally, in July, he and his followers arrived in Belgrade just 3 weeks before the attack. The Turks were defeated in a naval battle on the 14th of July, and then on land, largely through John's courage and reliance on the name of Jesus, on the 21st. Europe was saved for a while longer through his efforts, but he soon became sick from infection caused by the thousands of unburied dead, and died in 1456 at the age of 70. He was named to be a saint in 1724 and is honored with the title of Apostle of Europe. The strength of John was belief in the church under one head. His strong faith led him to encourage others to change their lives back toward God's love. When our life is based upon a solid faith, we will also find strength to spread God's love through word or example. Thank you for calling Diola Saint.